actually even easier to scare the parents. What you do is you ask them where they're sending their kids to school. And whatever they say, just be like, oh yeah, I went there, I did really well. My parents are really lovely. They're divorced, which is okay, because growing up I never really saw them giving each other that much affection, except for one time when my dad put his arm around my mum, but that was because he was reversing the car. Anyway, the parents are a mixed bag. Some of them are great, some of them are weird. One time I turned up to a party and there was this dad hiding underneath like a garage roller door. And I was like, hi, is this Ethan's party? And he was like, no, and just shut it. Then a second later he goes, oh, just kidding, I'm a joker. You'll get used to my sense of humour. And I was like, hi, oh, yeah, loving it already. So I was paid to be there. Well, in that case, maybe I should trade you in with my wife. Absolutely not. And at the end of the party, he tried to sell me a ute. So that was an unexpected end to that story. Another dad actually dressed up as a better clown than I was. Like, can you imagine how insecure you actually have to be to try and out-clown the clown you've paid to turn up to? Like, you've already won. You have like a job and a house and a kid and a life, and I'm actually a clown. I don't always go as a clown and do other characters as well. I do Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. A little refresher for you. And when I did that, I went along with a guy who was playing the Cowardly Lion, right? And I was wearing a faux fur coat because it was winter. That happened to be the exact same colour and texture of his costume. So when I turned up, the kids were looking at us like, what's going on? And I was like, oh yeah, I skinned his mum. I've also done unauthorised Emma Wiggle. Do people know Emma Wiggle? Yeah, she's a yellow lady. Now, the Wiggles are notoriously protective of their public image, so it is very hard to get one of them to come round to your house. Ironically, the best way is to get me to impersonate one, because then their lawyers are at your door within 20 minutes. Now, the thing about Emma is that she actually just got divorced from the Purple Wiggle, which is really awkward because, like, I don't want to feel questions on that. She's also a professional ballet dancer, so that is the expectation when I arrive. So I'm there with all the kids doing like ballet class, like, and the kids are looking at me like, Emma must be sick. And they want to believe, they want to, they squint their eyes and they look at me and they go, you really am a Wiggle. I'm like, yeah. Why would you think I wasn't? Well, why are you wearing a wig? I'm like, that's a really personal question. I'm actually going through a divorce.